Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free, coast to coast. 800-531-3815. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, and that's Carlos Santana on guitar. Phyllis Martin is our guest and our good friend. She's the author of Word Watchers Handbook, as I told you earlier, which is now in its third edition, probably actually fourth edition.
Well, actually, it's the 15th printing.
15th printing.
I like that.
Yeah.
It is the third edition.
Pretty
You're
impressive,
right.
Folks. And it's just now, it's back out on the streets, available for you. And so, something I recommend to you, Phyllis, is an outstanding resource for us, folks. She's been a human resources professional working for P&G. She's a radio host. She's a syndicated columnist. She's the author of this book and others, and she's our friend. Phyllis, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's good to have you back.
Well, it was good to be back and to read Marguerite's book and to find out that she's a friend of yours.
Marguerite Kirk is an old friend of ours. She's been with us
great.
A number of times, but I'm excited. She'll be so excited that you wanted to talk about some of the things that she said in her book, because it is important. Some of the things that she talks about here are important, and you want to get into the commandments first?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Marguerite Kirk, and I'll use her full name because we should do that, specialize in what you know and love.
Yeah.
And that is so important. And understand that you are an entrepreneur, and get that mindset. Organize, operate, and assume risk. And she says, call cash to flow, create a sound business plan. And if you don't have the money to do that, or you think you don't, for heaven's sakes, go to SCORE, the Service Corps of Retired Engineers. And you find those through the Small Business Administration. Look in your phone book for it.
By the way, the SBA.gov has a brand new redesign of their website. It looks, it's dynamite.
Oh, so great.
Yeah, they got a whole new website up.
Yeah, and she says, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. You have to comply with the tax laws. Oh,
yep.
The trouble you get into if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
She says, seize prosperity. And don't you love the example of what Oreo did when they were first in business, and they would pack those Oreos and they would crack and crumble,
yeah,
some of them. Now that's next to their, sometimes they don't know which is the bigger business, selling those cracked Oreos to restaurants.
Right. And the crumbs, exactly.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And listen, that's one of my favorite treats that I give myself is a McFlurry at McDonald's, an Oreo McFlurry.
Oh, aren't those great?
Yeah.
And the Dairy Queen uses it.
Yeah.
Everybody. So that's
what you call, you know, making lemonade out of lemons, isn't it?
Oh, isn't it? Yeah.
And so, you just see the first person who got fired because they cracked too many cookies.
Oh,
and I'm just imagining, you know,
okay.
Way back in the beginning when they first cranked up, you know, they, you know, somebody cracked too many cookies when they came off the line, and they fired the guy and said, you're going to make us go broke. And then the next person was watching that person as he was leaving the building, and the next person said, you know, there might be a market for that. And that person is now probably the president.
Oh, probably so. And of course, I'll bet some of them broke those cookies to eat them. They're delicious.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing is that the key is that everything that goes wrong isn't a bad thing. I love what one of my friends, my friend Tom Feltenstein says, failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Isn't
that a great statement?
Oh, yes. And, of course, Edison always said, you know, if the 100th experiment worked, he was so pleased. Never mind the 99 that didn't.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Marguerite Kirk also says, use professional advisors. Your banker is probably one of your best advisors, and that's the person who maybe floated the loan for you.
Mm-hmm.
Form a firm foundation, and that is, of course, part of your creating a business plan. And we've already said, expect the unexpected, learning to turn coal into gold. And I would say, write this on a rock. Get on Jim Blasingame's email, personal information letter.
Yeah,
those things are gold mines. I read them religiously.
Well, I appreciate that, Phyllis. I enjoy doing my newsletter, and it's a labor of love. It's a lot of fun. It's fun to throw that out there into the world and sort of cast your bread on the water and see what comes back. It's fun to get comments back from everybody, every week on how something I said might have helped them. And I think that's another thing that's part of a success strategy, Phyllis, and that's giving back to other people. Don't you think so?
Oh, yes. And you just lead right into this, and you probably already know it. Marguerite Kirk said to actually give away something, seize the prosperity. Mm-hmm. She suggests that you tithe a part of your business money. And that isn't a bad idea.
Yeah.
To give it to charity and worthwhile causes in your neighborhood, you'll get known more for that than for some of the deliberate publicity that you do.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the thing that we're all looking for, the thing small business owners have got to be able to do, in my opinion, in order to really get known and to be one of the ways to be successful is to create some kind of a buzz about your company. And not all of the buzz needs to be about what you sell, what you make, what you do. Part of it needs to be what kind of a company you are, what kind of a corporate citizen you are, what kind of culture you have in your company. Do you take care of your employees? Do you foster growth in them? And these are all things that not only get you high PR marks in the community, but you're making a difference in real people's lives.
Oh, indeed you are. And I'd like to latch on to her idea of tithing part of your earnings. You could ascribe part of that to your employees, help with the education of their children.
Yep.
You would have some loyal employees.
Yeah, find the right. That's one of the ways that small business owners. One of the ways we've got to be to learn how to be successful, Phyllis, is we've got to be able to have the right people in the company, because if we can only have six people, it's got to be the right six people or two people or whatever. But once you find those people, you got to love them up, don't you?
Oh, you really do. And you've generated a thought on my part, and this is particularly addressed to the small business manager. When you hire somebody, do try to do it on a basis where you say, well, let's give each other a trial for the next 60 days, 90 days, because, Jim, you and I know this is the land of the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. And if you make a poor hire and you find that you have to fire that person, you may be the subject of a lawsuit.
Isn't it a shame that we have to think about that? But it is true. But the good news, Phyllis, is that there are tools that are available to help you while you're in the interview process, to help you make sure that you hire the right person. There are personality profile tests that you can offer. They'll cost you, a little bit of money, $50, $100, $200, depending on which one and which company you work with. But it's a way of finding out if you've got a square hole that you need to fill. Make sure you don't try to hire a round peg to go in there.
Right.
And there's so many things out there that are available that'll just help you do a better job. This is an area, Phyllis, that small business owners really need to increase their level of professionalism in, and that's the human resources area, especially the hiring part.
Oh, absolutely.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Phyllis Martin is our guest. She's the author of Word Watcher's Handbook, a dictionary of the most abused and misused words. And when we come back, well, I know where it is. It's at iUniverse.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. Having a great visit with our good friend Phyllis Martin. Her book is called Word Watcher's Handbook, which we spend a lot of time from time to time talking about those issues when Phyllis joins us. And you can find that at iUniverse.com. Is that right, Phyllis?
Yes, or Amazon.com.
It's either Amazon. Good for you. I knew that we were. I knew you were on the way to getting there. Go to Amazon or iUniverse.com, either one of those. And it's Phyllis Martin. Very simple, just like you would think you would spell her names. It's called Word Watcher's Handbook. Check it out. And if you want to find out if you're saying some words that might be holding you back, there's some things that you're saying that other people, your friends, won't tell you because they don't want to embarrass you, or they don't have the courage to tell you. You know, don't use that word. Don't say irregardless, because that word doesn't exist. Phyllis will help you with that, and she does it very gently, very very carefully. Another thing I hope you've noticed, folks, is what a classy lady Phyllis is. Somebody, not too many people who are authors come on my show and say, let's talk about somebody else's book. Phyllis, I got to tell you, that's a remarkable thing for you to do, and I appreciate that about you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Well, I'm concerned about our small business friends.
Well, I know you are, and folks, if you remember before Phyllis got here, I told you that's the way our people are, our Brain Trust members are. Phyllis is a great example of that. Marguerite Kirk's book, and it's Marguerite Kirk, K-I-R-K, And it's Ten Commandments of Small Business Success. It's also available wherever books are sold, especially at Amazon. And, okay, you had some other things you want to talk about.
Oh, I did. I wanted to offer one of my tips. Promise everything later than you can deliver it.
Give yourself a little room.
Oh, absolutely. So many times I've dealt with small business people, and they say, I'll have it finished for you by Wednesday. Thursday, I'm still waiting. And all they need to do initially is to say, I can have it for you by Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Then I wouldn't be expecting it on Wednesday.
A friend of mine went to South America to work for a big company years ago, and he was having some work done on his house and by some of the local craftsmen. And he'd come home, and they'd still be working on it. He'd say, okay, when are you going to be finished? And they'd say, mañana. And so the next day he'd come back, and they still weren't finished. And he'd say, when are you going to be finished? And they'd say, mañana. And this went on for weeks. He said, okay, after a while, he said, look, you've been telling me for weeks, mañana, and every day I come back and it's not done. And the guy says, no, sir, you don't understand. Mañana doesn't mean tomorrow. Mañana means not today.
Oh, I love that.
And so you have to be careful, folks. You know, Phyllis, another friend of ours, a friend of mine, Archie C. and Cuddy, wrote a book called Built on Trust. And he says, deliver what you say you're going to deliver, but if you can't deliver what you thought you could, always get back with people and tell them what happened and when the new date is. You know, everything doesn't go perfectly. We all have setbacks, but make sure that you get back with people and let them know and touch base with them again. People appreciate that.
Oh, they really do. And it makes such business sense. And you don't get yourself in a stew about it.
And, you know, Phyllis, the thing is, some people are probably saying, well, that's pretty trite advice. I mean, we all know to do that. Well, knowing to do it and doing it are two different things.
No, you write it on Jim's rock. That's a big rock you have, by the way. And I do want to say, as a wordsmith, you're only as good as your word.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is so true.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some other things?
She talks about... we talked about expecting the unexpected, but she said, seek silence in chaos. And I think we need to do that, and I'm going to offer a tip for my mom, and that is become a Wednesday worrier. Plan your worry ahead. If you decide that I'm going to worry about it on Wednesday, write it down on your calendar. You won't be fiddling around with that information in your brain on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
And that is good advice.
Absolutely. That's a good one. And the other thing that I try to encourage people to do, though, is not to get so far ahead with their worrying. Because, you know, I try to talk about not having crisis management. Part of crisis management, of avoiding crisis management, is to anticipate things that could go wrong and try to solve them before they do go wrong. But the thing is if something's going to happen next Saturday, and you can't do anything about it until then, don't worry about it until then.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that'll just sap you. It'll just zap the rest of the days in the meantime from you.
Yeah, but if you'll start writing down what you're going to worry about or what you are worrying about and decide I'm going to put that off till Wednesday, it's going to look so silly to you very often by the
time
Wednesday.
Give it its own day. Huh? Okay, you know, and when it pops up again in your mind, because as you know, as William Lee Street Moon's father, or grandfather told him, you know, some things don't have to be remembered. They remember themselves. When it pops up in your mind, say, wait, it's not your day. Wait till Wednesday.
All right. Now, the exceptions are death and divorce. You can worry about those anytime.
Yeah, let's don't talk about that.
Oh, we won't talk about
another
that.
Thing, I want to go back to something you said earlier, actually Marguerite's first commandment, which is specialize in what you know and love.
Oh, yes.
I tell people, a lot of times people ask me, what should I go into? And I say, what would you like to do with your life that no matter what happens, hell or high water, you would do it anyway?
Oh.
And if you can't find that, then you need to clock in tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely.
If you don't know what that is, if you can't find the thing that you love more than anything else in the world to do, where no matter what, even if all the alligators are raining down on you, you still wanted to get up the next morning and do it. If you can't find that, then you need to clock in tomorrow.
You're exactly right.
Phyllis, I got time for one more quick
one. Oh, I was just going to say, we talked about expect the unexpected. I was an English major because I couldn't afford the home ec lab fees, but then I loved it, so it worked.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love being on your show.
Thank you. Well, we love having you too, Phyllis. You're the best. Phyllis Martin, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Word Watchers Handbook and a very classy lady. Thanks, Phyllis.
Oh, you're very welcome.
See
Bye-bye.
You next time.
Okay, good.
29 after. Going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Don Cooper. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
I'll soon be with you, my love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.